The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Good morning and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It's been an interesting 24 hours again with Bitcoin dropping down 500. Whoop, back up we go. It's just been holding its ground, yada, 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 boring. But not boring if you're trading against Bitcoin, because there have been some amazing opportunities. Now, I've been doing my scans for live trading floor members, and today will be VIP as well. Each day of the working week, and we have been finding some really good options and things to put on our watch list, and some good trades. Now, as luck should have it, one of those trades yesterday got me stopped out on, Monday. I said that I wasn't feeling very well. I'd been, you can hear in my voice that nasally thing. I got smoked by a cold, two young kids, you know, anyone who's got them or had them, you know the story. Anyway, I didn't feel great. And it's no surprise, it's no secret that, you know, one of the things that I teach and preach and practice is, if you're not feeling up to it, you shouldn't be trading. Okay, you've got to be sharp. It's, you know, trading's not easy. It's simple. It should be simple, but that doesn't make it easy. And it's your head. It's your head that can stuff things up. So on Monday, there was a few really nice trades that I liked. One of them was Wine Chain, and I can't remember what the other one was because I'm not actually in them. And they were Cradle trades. Now, as it turns out, they're doing marvelously well, as is another one, AEB against Bitcoin yesterday. I didn't take that either, but a number of the members did. And they did the right thing because I was being too picky, you know, and I've had to assess this a little bit. And look, it does make it a bit more difficult for me when I've got broken days. I like to flow through the market. So when I'm not well, it does make it more difficult. If I've got a day when I'm not in and then a day that I'm back and a day that I'm not in, it does set things up a bit wonky, especially when, you know, a couple of those trades that I would have been in that would be in really good profit now, I'm not in because I didn't take those trades. I saw them, I spotted them, I put them out to the members, I did everything I normally would, but I wouldn't take the trade myself. Now, of course, you think, why would I say it to members if I'm not going to take it myself? Well, because these people, you guys, are responsible. You've got the trading strategies. You know what you're looking for, and you always make your own decision. So it's my job to light it up and go, here you go, guys. Here's what I like the look of. Doesn't mean you have to trade any of that. As a matter of fact, you can go and find your own trades. But I point you in the right direction as often as I can, so I'm very confident that everybody makes the right decisions for them. Because don't forget, I'm not trying to make mini-me's here. I'm trying to teach you or empower you to be able to make your own decision to be the best trader that you can be. So anyway, on Monday when I wasn't well and I didn't take those trades, and they're the ones working out, and I look at the market now and go, well, yesterday I got stopped out of CMT, and I'm like, bugger. And look across and see AEB, which is up like nearly 20% today off of a perfect little breakout level. I was just waiting for a tighter stop. Effectively, look, I'm not going to call it greed because I haven't fully assessed it yet. I wanted it to be perfect. Like the guys in the Slack community, they actually said, one comment got me, I won't mention the name, but it said, I couldn't find any reason not to take it, so I did. And now, of course, they're well up. It's a phenomenal breakout. It's the best breakout I've seen in a very, very long time. So well done to them. And I was thinking, you know what, you're right. I couldn't find a reason to leave it either. And it got me to thinking about how my headspace is right now, because, you know, I've had a pretty rough couple of weeks with my fatigue, and then I was sick again, and I'm feeling fine now. We've got so much on our plates, and it's just like, you know, I give good information. I say the right things. I do the right things, and I nurture my community so much so that sometimes it's to the detriment of myself. And in this case, recently, I've been pushing a little bit too hard. I need to take a step back a little bit. I need to reassess finding my keel, my center point. Because that's what I operate best from. Now, this week, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not going to trade the rest of the week, because if I find good trades, I will. I've got Luke the Apprentice flying up from Tasmania. He's on the plane. We should be on the plane shortly. And we've got a lot of content to work on, a lot of things within the business to work on. I'm really enjoying spending the week working with him and my partners and whatnot. But I'm going to use it as an opportunity to sort of soundboard a little bit with Luke to see where I'm at and where he's at. And I'm going to look at myself, like put a mirror on myself a little bit more and start to see, is there any little changes that I need to make? Because certainly I have gone a little bit out of kilter. I can feel it. I feel that it's not, I'm not like, I haven't got that skip in my step every single day. Some days I do, some days I don't. So I'm going to be working on a little bit of self-development and trying to find that sweet spot for me again. And I will certainly let you guys know how we go on that. But across the markets, look, it's widely slightly down. Look, I'd say it's flat. Bitcoin down 0.5%, Ethereum at 0.8, Bitcoin Cash 0.7 down, EOS is up 0.05%, Cardano down 1.5, 1.7 down on Lumen, NEO 0.3, IOTA down 1%, Ripple down 2.7, Litecoin down 1.5. There really is not a great deal to be crowing about in the markets right now. It's relatively sideways still, which is fine by me. Opportunities to trade against Bitcoin are present. Now, it is likely that we may do an AMA tonight. So keep an eye on the social channels. If you're not across my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and whatnot, you need to be. Get across them and get stuck in there, guys, because we'll probably do maybe an apprentice session or something like that. It should be a good one. I hope you have a really good day. And if you haven't already, guys, give us a review on the podcast. Write a review. Give us a star rating and jump across to the website there to join up to the bi-weekly video newsletter. I'll likely be doing one today. And if you like what you hear, guys, all I ask is to just pass it on. Just share it with people. We're trying to grow this. So, yeah, love your support. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.